All right, we're back here on Lose the Derek Shapiro Show, episode 37, Rich Production Radio, as well as Thrax Music Entertainment. Just want to make sure, Jay. I mean, LA. LA, right? LA. Just so LA, yes. Who comes from, again, GA, Georgia. How'd you get the name LA again?
They call me Lyrical Arsonist for a reason, because my lyrics is on fire, you know what I'm saying? Just one thing, that's all.
So you're a rapper too?
Yeah.
Do you want to play one of your music on my show?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. Man. The Trina episode first, or should we play your music first?
Play your Trina first.
Actually, you know what? Maybe we should play a Trina song, then your song afterwards, okay?
I'm going to say this is Trina.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Trina, and you're listening to the Derek Shapiro Show. Make sure you keep it locked, all right?
All right. That was Trina here on Lose the Derek Shapiro Show. Of course, very controversial, but she wasn't controversial really in the interview. But you heard it here first that she wants to do a collab with Beyonce. Maybe we can make it happen. Who knows? So, LA, we have, I think we have My Attitude by Trina, and we do have Million Dollar Girl. You ever heard those both songs? Do you think we should play both songs by Trina?
Yeah.
Because she did that good dropping. I'll lose yourself. Yes. We'll play back-to-back, Million Dollar, we'll play My Attitude, because I think she has an attitude, you know. But she doesn't have an attitude in the interview. I think she was sweet. She was very sweet, you know. Move out, move over, Roland. No, I'm kidding. Okay. Yes. See, both our wives are out, okay, right now. Get us food, okay? Isn't Trina hot?
Trina, everybody, thumbs up, Trina.
We could push the Gemini and roll out and just have Trina for us. No, I'm kidding. We love you, right? You love Gemini, and I love Roller, right?
That's how it works.
Yeah. I'm saying yes. But anyway, here is My Attitude, then Million Dollar Girl, then we'll play one of your songs. What's one of your songs we'll play?
It's called What You Want. You know what I'm saying? That's one of our singles, What You Want. It's one of our singles that we push out and performed a lot of different many clubs already, so. Okay. You should already know the deal.
All right, and then after that, we'll go with the number one song for the month of February. You know, Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show. And of course, that was your song we just heard last. And what's the song called again? One more time.
What You Want, boy.
What You Want by L.A. here in GA. And here's the number one song by Rola with I for the month of February 2010. And there you have it, the biggest songs next month. Well, you know, this show is coming out late. This is supposed to be the March episode, but this is coming out April. We're having the spring break episode. We're not having the regular countdown of March, but we'll have the March-April countdown in May. We're going to have a special episode with Bone Crusher next episode. I want to thank everybody at Rich Productions, Thrax Music Entertainment, LA, and Ms. Gemini, and Roll, of course, and John at Rich Productions Studios. Thank you. Thank you for all the listeners and viewers out there. Take it easy. Bye-bye. Cloud, the Phillip Brothers don't have any music recorded right now, so we'll just play something from David Lord McLeod from his MySpace and Learning to Love Latex. That's what his song is called. Learn to Love Latex, huh? Well, I guess guys need to love latex, put a condom on them, you know what I'm saying, I guess, right? Anyway, so Learn to Love Latex, then we'll go into the 11th song from February, which is Sean Hagu with Once a Lover. I was once a lover. Weren't you, John? Here on Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show. All right, it's another edition of Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. www.derekshapiroshow.com. I have my children with me today. Rola's here. How are you doing, Rola? Episode 47.
Good.
Okay, give me the microphone. Yeah, we're going to give you a new song from you today.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Good.
That's like the olden days when we used to co-host a show together, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yes, Rich Production Radio. Of course, John Richmond. Come here, John. Let me say hello to John Richmond. I called you up on my last show because I celebrated my 5 years of doing Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show, a few episodes ago. And John Richmond, the owner of Rich Productions, I never really had him on the microphone. How are you doing, John?
I'm doing good today.
Yes. Yeah, isn't it great that we're here on a Sunday?
It's always actually better to be sleeping on Sunday.
Yes, but see, the Derek Shapiro Show fans get to hear you for once. You know what I'm saying? And we'll wake everybody up on a Sunday if they listen to us on a Sunday, right?
That will make you happy.
Yes, I know. We have no Pete today. We have no Tyrell today. But they're probably just relaxing, right? I just want to hear my show. That's why. See, that's why they're probably on my site today. Just listen to my show, and they forgot all to come to the studio.
They probably want to rest their ears from your show.
That's what Rolo does, right, Rolo? London, how are you? All right. On this show today, we're going to be having a great show today. We're going to be having, yes, River. My son, River is tired. We're going to be having a great show. We're going to have rapper Trina on the show. We're going to be having, yes, we're going to have rapper Trina on the show. We're going to be having, let's see, debut another new song from Rolla, Cafe 91. We're going to be doing some interviews with from Rev Coffee in Smyrna. At Smyrna Black Belt Academy, or Taekwondo, the owner over there. And let's see what other interviews we do have today. And we do have a phony call segment, and Dista Dawn will be on the show. So I'm going to start with this on the phone over here. I did some interviews at Smyrna Taekwondo, and we're just going in order. I did some interviews on my phone, and here's how this went. Okay, this interview is with Barbara Moore, the owner of Smyrna All Taekwondo.
Yes, how do you separate yourself away from the competition?
I guess that in essence, we are very different from the competition that is in, at least in this area, although there are many good martial arts masters, especially there's some good Taekwondo masters. Cobb County, and a lot of them, of course, down in Gwinnett County, there's a lot of fine Taekwondo schools, and we refer people who call us to those folks. I think that we are a very family-oriented type of school. We have a lot of support systems in place for single parents or even just families in general. I have a background in special education and counseling, so we have always worked with children who have a lot of different needs, whether it's ADD, ADHD, which there's all sorts of studies that show that Taekwondo training is excellent for helping these kids gain some skills for self-management and so forth, but also children who have Asperger's syndrome, even autism, and we will work with them and modify any programs that need to be modified or just help their families get them going in Taekwondo, which is a great lifetime activity.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Taekwondo, Smyrna Black Belt Academy here with owner Margaret Moore, and how are we doing today?
Good, thank you.
Yeah. So you have an interesting thing over here. You do also a summer camp here, coming in the summertime, plus you do other things about bullying too, I guess, at the summer camp. Tell me the services you have.
Well, for the summer camp, every year we try and get in Bully Busters, which is an anti-bullying training program so that students learn to resolve conflict without violence so that they can gain the strategies, the emotional and verbal strategies for combating bullies or not becoming a bully. And then we also have Stranger Danger, which is actually an anti-abduction training, because Taekwondo is essentially a defensive type of martial art. It's
another question I do have is, how do you separate yourself?
Okay, and that was Barbara Moore, of course, from All American Taekwondo in Smyrna, of course. And she has a great program there. And we're going to our 12th song for the monthly countdown from February of 2010. And the 12th song is Cosmic Chrissy with Nightmares. All right, we're back here on Lose Up with the Derek Shapiro Show here at www.derekshapiroshow.com, episode 47. This next segment, we're at Rev Coffee last month, of course, or actually back in March, this month, actually. And there was a great show there. I interviewed a lot of underground musicians, of course, this being a show for underground musicians with celebrity twists, of course. And this is how this went. And we'll play a song from somebody who I've interviewed over there at Rev Coffee. And here's how this went here at Rev Coffee.
Okay, my email is saxy, saxy01us@yahoo.com. I have no Facebook or anything. So, well, I've got a Facebook, but that's under my street name. But any email sent to me will be replied to, and I'm working on getting some stuff out on you for YouTube and whatnot. And as a single player, it's kind of hard to make that happen. Awesome. Well, I do thank you very much. Well, it comes from classical roots. I was classically trained on a saxophone, no less, from the time I was 8 years old. That's about 49 years now. I learned about playing jazz about 17 years old, and I got hooked. I'm an old rock and roller from the 60s and 70s. I'm actually I'm a retired Navy chief.
Really?
Yes. I worked in weapons for 20 years, but I always took a horn with me. I have literally played all over the world for free with all different types of musicians, and that's where I get my ability to play with most anybody, is because in order to have any music to play, I had to play with whoever and whatever was there.
Sure. Where people can find information, where people can...
That was Jimmy Earle. I'm going to our next guest there at Rev Coffee. This is David Lord McLeod now.
At DM, DMcLeod1
at the cloudlinemonsters.com.
Yeah. Can people call you too?
No, not right now.
Just email you.
Okay. Just email me and I'll be sure to respond. Yeah.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you very much, dude.
That's David Lloyd McLeod. That was the first part of his interview. Hold on for a second. That's David Lloyd McLeod at Rev Coffee, and this is the Phillip Brothers. This next interview I did at Rev Coffee House in Smyrna, Georgia, Spring Road. The Phillip Brothers. With one lady in the band.
Playing together.
Philip Brothers at Rev Coffee, and now we're gonna play. Let's see, David Lloyd McLeod. The Philip Brothers don't have any music recorded right now, so we'll just play something from David Lloyd McLeod from his MySpace and "Learning to Love Latex." That's what his song is called. Learning to love latex, huh? Well, I guess guys need to love latex, but a condom on them, you know what I'm saying? I guess, right? Anyway, so learning to love latex, then we're going to the 11th song from February, which is Sean Hague with Once a Lover. I was once a lover. Were you, John? Here on the Derek Shapiro Show.